Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoy today's safety talk.
Hi, it's Mike with the Portage County Safety Council here. Since winter weather is here and fast approaching, we asked Carrie Gray, safety consultant for the Ohio BWC, to call in and give us a few tips on how to prevent slips, trips, and falls at work during inclement winter weather conditions. So please share this episode with your staff and colleagues in order to help prevent slips, trips, and falls at your workplace this winter. Now, here's Carrie.
Hello, I'm Carrie Gray, a safety consultant for the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation. Just wanted to talk for a few minutes today on the fun and exciting topic of slip, trips, and falls in the winter. We know snow and ice is going to be approaching very quickly, too soon for most of us, and just wanted to go over four different things that we can do as individuals, as companies, to help prevent these injuries that can be caused by slip, trips, and falls. So the first thing I recommend to folks is that they have a plan. We should be thinking right now, before it starts snowing, before the weather turns bad, of how we're going to remove that snow. Who's going to be the contact person? Are we going to have an outside company come in and spread salt, plow, if we're going to do that? How much snow has to happen before they get called? Is somebody going to be in charge of calling that? And we really want to designate at least one or two employees to be our snow watchers. It seems like in our businesses, you know, it's right before everybody comes in the morning or right before everybody's leaving for lunch or in the afternoon. And all of a sudden it either turns to ice or we get a little bit of snowfall. So we need to have some folks that can be designated watchers to know, you know, do they salt? Do they call a company to do it? But just have a plan out front. Now, even the best plans, sometimes, you know, even if we shovel or if we salt, we're going to have issues with there being wet, slippery surfaces, and we need to maintain our properties. And whether that's your personal driveway or that's your parking lot at work, we want to make sure that we're maintaining things like potholes that come from the snow and ice. We want to make sure we're looking at areas where water can pool and get in different areas that it can turn to ice if there's any kind of runoff. We want to look at lighting and make sure that we have enough lighting so folks, as they're walking to their cars, now that it's getting dark a lot earlier, we want to make sure that they can see as they're walking to their cars. Another thing around maintenance that I always recommend is do an audit. Walk around the parking lot, walk around the building, look for those potholes, look for where water's pooling, all the things that we talked about, but do an audit. So the third thing that I recommend around preventing slip, trips, and falls in the winter is training. And a lot of times people think it's silly because I'm asking them to tell their people or train their people on how to walk. May seem silly, but we walk a lot differently when there is snow and ice on the ground. If it's slippery or if there's precipitation or the ice has melted, we need to first assume that everything is slippery. We actually walk like a duck or walk like a penguin. We turn our feet out a little bit. We spread our feet a little wider than we normally would. We take slow, short, almost shuffling steps. And, you know, you've never seen a penguin or a duck carrying anything in their hands. So the same thing goes with us. We don't want to be carrying stuff in our hands. Not only does it make it so you can't see the ground and prevent, say, hitting a pothole or a rock, but it also throws off your center of gravity. And so you don't want to make it any more difficult on yourself if the ground is a little bit slippery. So the last thing that I recommend in dealing with these situations is you want to make sure that you have the proper footwear. Whenever possible, you want to wear snow boots, not big old high-heeled fancy boots or cowboy boots even sometimes can be really slippery. You want to wear snow boots. Now, that's not always an option, but you can always change your shoes once you get into work if you want to wear snow boots in and out from your car just to the front door. But they've made a lot of neat overlays now that go with your shoe, almost like a snow cleat or a spike. Yak Track is a brand of them, but there's a bunch of different brands out there. And they're actually just a little piece of equipment that you slip right over your shoe. They're real small and portable. They can fit right in your bag or in your car or anything like that. So those are the kind of things that are going to help you if there is snow and ice. It's going to keep you from slipping as you're going in and out. Those are great tools for truck drivers as well, just because they're getting in and out of their trucks and it can be very slippery and they can just slip these on real quick and they don't damage floor surfaces if you wear them into the building. So with those four steps, and to review those, I always say start with a plan. plan, maintain your area, train your people. Yes, train your people on how to walk and make sure you have the right and proper footwear. With that, I just wanted to leave you with a little personal story. I have a lot of employers that I work with all around a couple different counties. And a year or so ago, I had a hard time getting a hold of one of my customers and spent a lot of time, you know, emailing and calling and really just kept getting really weird responses back from them. So finally, it was probably 6 months later, and this was in the summer, finally, I was able to set up a meeting and we sat down and talked. And I found out that in that previous winter, she was actually just walking out to her car in her own personal driveway, and she slipped and fell, hit her head really hard in her driveway as she was walking out to her car. She unfortunately ended up laying in her driveway for almost an hour waiting for somebody to come and find her because she wasn't able to get up. Finally, a neighbor saw her. They called for an ambulance. She ended up with a severe concussion and was off work for probably about 4 months. She was having debilitating headaches, migraines, all caused from this concussion. She was having cognitive disorders, speech issues. You know, it completely impacted her entire life. So this is one of these situations that we may think it won't happen to me. It's not going to happen at my home. I'm not too worried about it happening in the parking lot, but it just takes a split second and out of nowhere, we can be dealing with a debilitating injury that is completely preventable. So with that, I would encourage you to go to the BWC website, besafeohio.com. There's a lot more information on slip, trips, and falls and other main safety issues that we're focusing on. And I appreciate you listening to me today.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.